it's such a wonderful thing to be together with you again this evening.
Det är så jag är under att vara tillsammans med återigen den här kvällen.
The Lord Jesus is the one who gathers his church.
Herren Jesus den som samlar sin kyrka.
And he puts us in our different places to serve him.
Och sätter oss på olika platser att tjäna honom.
But one of the most wonderful blessings that we enjoy is when we're able to come together and see each other face to face.
En av de mest underbara välsignelserna som vi njuter av när vi samlas ansikte mot ansikte.
This is a gift from the Lord Jesus.
En gåva från Jesus Kristus.
And he gives us a little foretaste of heaven.
Han ger oss en liten försmak av himlen.
So we get that blessing when we come together for worship services on Sundays.
Vi får en välsignelse när vi kommer tillsammans till gudstjänsten på söndagarna.
And now we have a special festival where we gather around the Bible.
Nu har vi en special fest där vi samlas kring Bibeln.
I remember a couple of years ago when I was with you.
Jag kommer ihåg när jag var med för några år sedan.
We kind of got to know each other just a little bit.
Vi lärde känna varandra lite.
And now God gives us opportunity to know each other and grow together even more. So thank you for the invitation to come. Jennifer and I are very happy to be with you. And one of the best ways for Christians to grow together is when we study God's word together.
En av de bästa sätten för kristna att växa tillsammans är när man studerar Guds ord tillsammans.
We share how that word blesses us, and we listen to each other.
Vi delar.
We listen how the word blesses us.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. So as we listen, God blesses us.
När vi lyssnar så välsignar Gud oss.
And we hear each person talk about how that word is a blessing to him.
Vi kan höra också att andra berättar om det ordet är välsignat för honom. Men
that's an encouragement.
Det är en uppmuntran.
By the way, thank you for translating. I have Swedish. My Albanian is not so good. I appreciate how many people can speak English. You're making me as your guest feel very, very welcome. Thank you.
I'm very glad over at some moment can tell English. But you are very welcome. I can say welcome indeed.
So maybe I'll just say a couple words about our recent adventures in life.
I will say några ord om senaste händelserna i deras liv.
So we. Jennifer and I were living in Russia for 25 years.
Vi levde i Ryssland för 25 år. För 25 års tid.
I was saying 25 winters.
25 vintrar.
And over the years, God blessed the church there in Russia.
Och under åren så välsignade Gud kyrkan där i Ryssland.
I'm not saying that it was easy.
Jag säger inte att det lätt.
There were many difficulties, many disappointments and dark days.
Det var många svårigheter och mörka dagar.
But God was at work.
Men Gud arbetade.
And now 25 years later I look and I see here are believers that gather around God's word just like we're doing.
25 år senare kan jag se att det finns troende som samlas kring Guds ord, det som vi gör.
And God has blessed the church in Russia with men serving as pastors.
So Gud har välsignat kyrkan i Ryssland med män som fungerar som pastorer.
And these people have become very dear to us as friends.
De här människorna har blivit väldigt kära till dem som vänner.
Brothers and sisters in the Lord Jesus.
Som bröder och systrar i Jesus Kristus.
And Wells, my American church body, and I looked at the situation and we realized the church is growing and it's time for the American to leave.
Wells och även det är särskilt de gjorde det tillsammans med Wells. Så vår sista kyrka vi sa så på den här situationen i Ryssland och konstaterade dags att börja söka det bort att det klarar sig själv.
It's time for the church there to work without an American missionary there.
Det är dags för kyrkan att arbeta ensam utan någon missionär.
And so I was making arrangements for the to make this change.
Han höll på att jobba med de här förändringarna för att flytta därifrån.
And we, Jennifer and I thought that we would move to Europe maybe in 2024.
Jag hade planerat att flytta till USA, nej till Europa 2024.
But God surprised us and he moved us quicker than we were expecting.
Men det var vanligt för Gud flyttade dem tidigare än vi hade väntat sig.
So this war, it affects all of us.
Kriget påverkar oss alla.
And we have different fears, different concerns about the future.
Olika rädslor och farhågor i framtiden.
It's very easy for us to feel very, very small and forgotten.
Det är lätt för oss att känna små och bortglömda.
And in his word, God says that he reigns over the nations. That he uses all things, even evil, for good. The Lord Jesus invites us to put our trust in him. And we know him. We know his love, his power.
Vi känner hans kärlek och kraft.
We know his faithfulness.
Vi känner hans trofasthet.
So if he says to us, don't worry.
Om han säger till oss, var inte oroliga.
And we can be calm.
Så kan vi vara lugna.
So we're happy to be in living in Albania now.
Vi är lyckliga att bo i Albanien nu.
So God closed the door in Russia, and he opens up the door for new work in Europe. But brothers and sisters in Durres and Tirana send their greetings to you. And especially Nico Bishka, Pastor Nico, says greetings to you.
Nico, Pastor, send greetings.
For tonight, tomorrow, and a little bit of Sunday, we have planned to study Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians.
Idag, eller kväll och imorgon, och lite på söndag, vi studerar Paulus första brev till Thessalonikerna.
And to understand this letter, we need to know a certain Bible story.
För att förstå den här berättelsen behöver vi också kunna en speciell bibelhistoria.
Now, I know that each of you knows the Bible and you've read different Bible stories. You probably have a favorite.
Jag vet att ni har läst Bibeln och ni säkert har kan Bibeln och ni säkert har kära bibelställen, bibelberättelsen.
And so if I would ask you to tell the story of how Jesus was born, you could talk about how God sent the angel to Mary and how Mary and Joseph traveled to Bethlehem and how Jesus was born there. Or maybe you know the story of how Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead. Or you remember the story of Zacchaeus, how he climbed the tree. Those are familiar stories. There's another story in the Bible that is longer and more complicated. And this story is very important for us to be able to understand Paul's letter to the Thessalonians.
Den här berättelsen är viktig för oss att förstå brevet till Thessalonikerna.
This is the story of Paul's second missionary journey. So this story is more difficult because it's not written in one place of the Bible. The book of Acts gives us many of the details of that journey. But as we read this letter, we also hear more details of Paul's travels. And so for us to be able to appreciate this letter, I want to tell the story of Paul's second missionary journey. But I don't want you only to listen to the story, especially if you were translated, this is difficult. I want us to be able to see this story. So I'm asking for your help. Notice that there are various places already marked in the church here. There are 8 different cities that Paul, that we will talk about tonight. And I need some volunteers to move from place to place. I will tell the story, but I need volunteers to help demonstrate the story.
Luke will have a frivolica who can demonstrate and have a rectasa, who can go from stella to stella. Luke come and breath and have a rectasa and have a frivolica.
So, for instance, I need a brave volunteer to play the part of Apostle Paul. Oh, thank you. So we have Paul. Paul starts off in Antioch. And I need another brave volunteer. How many volunteers am I going to get this evening? Anyway, I'm going to do this. So Paul is in Antioch with his friend Barnabas. Those two men went on the first journey together. And they were in Antioch and they said, let's go on a journey again. And maybe you remember that's when those two Christian men had a very strong disagreement. Barnabas wanted to take his nephew John Mark. But Paul did not want to take Mark. Because Mark had deserted them on the first journey. And those two Christian leaders could not agree. And so finally they decided that Barnabas would take his nephew and go to Cyprus, the island. And then Paul needed to choose a new friend. And that man was
Silas.
So another one of the leaders there in Antioch, so north of Jerusalem. Paul and Silas then decided to go back and visit the churches that they had seen the first time on their journey. So they traveled together.
So they bought some
a little faster. They visited different cities. Including the city of Lystra.
Also, Lystra.
So he was a congregation.
Det var pastor för samling där.
And in this congregation there was a young man.
Och den församlingen var en ung man.
Whose name was Timothy.
Vars namn var Timoteus.
And the congregation said, Paul, why don't you take Timothy along with you on your journey? He can be your helper. And as this team of missionaries traveled, Paul had seminary classes for Timothy. So Timothy grew up in a home where his mother and grandmother knew the Lord Jesus, knew God's promise of the Savior.
So Timothy växte upp i ett hem där hans mor och mormor kände Jesus och löfte om frälsning.
And the congregation thought highly of Timothy.
Församlingen tänkte, hade höga tankar om Timoteus.
And God had big plans for Timothy.
Och Gud hade planer för Timoteus.
So now this team of three journeyed on to different cities, and I think Timothy was watching how Paul and Silas preached God's word.
Visste att teamet med tre missionärer vidare till nästa stad och Timoteus skulle med Paulus och Silas för att undervisa Guds ord.
Now Paul wanted to go to the city of Ephesus.
Paulus ville gå till Ephesus.
Ephesus was the big center right on the coast.
Ephesus was the store starting like for coast.
Paul thought that he could start a church there and plan mission work there.
Paul think that can start that church and plan mission work there.
But the Bible tells us something surprising. The Bible says that the Holy Spirit said no.
Bibeln överraskar oss och berättar att den helige ande säger nej, väl nej.
And then Paul thought, well, I will go north. Or perhaps he was trying to get to the city of Byzantium.
Paul was thinking that he'll go north. Because I will go to Byzantium.
And the Holy Spirit again said, no.
So the Holy Spirit again said,
no. It was as if God was working against those missionaries.
Some of you God went and moved the missionaries.
And so this team moved.
So that will have. Teamet fortsatte.
They got to the city of Troas.
De kom till staden Troas.
Here the Bible tells us that they were joined by another man.
Jag berättar Bibeln att det blev en till man för dem, eller följde med dem.
This is my personal favorite.
Det är hans personal
Lukas.
Ja, hans favorit, det är Lukas.
So Luke says very modestly, we. He doesn't say his name, but
yeah, Luke say what chance it set up to be.
Okay, so now we have a team of four missionaries.
But a team of four missionaries.
And they come here to Troas.
They come to Troas,
which is right on the coast.
Som är direkt på kustlinjen eller på kuststranden där.
And that night, God gave Paul a dream.
Under den natten så gav Paul Gud Paulus en dröm.
In that dream, Paul saw a man from Europe.
I den drömmen såg Paulus en man från Europa.
From Macedonia.
From Macedonia.
And that man said, "Come over to Macedonia and help us."
En man sa, "Kom över till Makedonien och hjälp oss."
God himself was calling those preachers to come and serve them.
Gud själv kallar dem de här missionärerna att komma och hjälpa dem.
So they got in a boat.
De hoppade i båten.
They sailed across the Aegean.
De seglade över.
And they eventually came to this city Philippi.
De kom sist fram till staden Philippi.
And here they met.
I träffade så.
I'm looking for a young woman, maybe.
De träffade så av en ung kvinna, så de sökte en ung kvinna.
They met a Jewish woman.
De träffade en judisk kvinna.
You can stay in Philippi here.
Jag kan stå här i Philippi.
Lydia.
Lydia.
Lydia was a business lady.
Lydia var en affärskvinna.
She sold expensive cloth.
Hon sålde dyra tyg.
And she was a devout Jewish believer.
Hon var en övertygad judisk troende.
When she heard the apostles preach, God worked in her heart.
När hon hörde apostlarna predika så verkade Gud i hennes hjärta.
And Lydia believed the good news of Jesus.
Och Lydia trodde nyheten om Jesus.
And then Lydia did something very special.
Så gjorde Lydia någonting väldigt speciellt.
She opened up her home.
Hon öppnade upp sitt hem.
She was a well-to-do businesswoman.
Hon hade varit en välställd affärskvinna.
Those missionaries were, I think, tired from all the traveling they were doing.
Missionärerna var trötta av allt resande de hade gjort.
And she said, "Come into my home and be my guests."
Hon bjuder in dem i sitt hem som sina gäster.
She's very, very generous.
Hon är väldigt generös.
And Luke says in the book of Acts.
Och Lukas berättar i Apostlagärningarna.
Says, "Well, she persuaded us."
Hon övertygade oss.
I think that was an understatement. I think they were very, very happy to be invited to Lydia's home.
Det var en stor underdrift, för jag var väldigt glad över att bli inbjuden till Lydias hem.
And you also remember the other thing that happened in Philippi.
Ni kommer säkert också ihåg det andra som hände i Philippi.
Paul and the group was traveling through the city, and there was this slave girl who had an evil spirit.
Paulus och gruppen missionärer reste in till staden, och det var en slavkvinna som hade en ond ande.
That evil spirit said, "These men are servants of God Most High."
And then the other said, "They are men in the highest chamber."
They're telling you how to be saved.
De berättar att de nu ska bli frälsta.
And this went on.
Now pågick.
And finally, Paul turned around and he said to that evil spirit, "Get out."
Och till sist så vände Paulus sig om och sade till den andra att gå ut.
And when the owners understood that their slave could no longer foretell futures,
när hennes ägare förstod att den här slaven inte längre kunde tala om framtiden,
they were very angry.
De blev väldigt arga.
They seized
Paul and Silas. Paulus och Silas.
Brothers.
Inte de andra.
They seized those guys.
De satte dem i fängelse.
They beat them.
De slog dem.
Put them in prison. And the jailer locked them right in the middle in the stocks. See, not us. We just watched this. And you remember what happened that night? So Paul and Silas are in the prison and they're singing praises to Jesus.
Jag kommer ihåg att Paulus och Silas är i fängelse och sjunger lovsång till Jesus.
The other prisoners are listening and say,
"What?" De andra fångarna lyssnar och säger, "What?"
What kind of prisoners are these?
Vilka typ av fångar är det här?
How can they sing for joy?
Kan de sjunga av glädje?
And there was God sent an earthquake.
Och Gud sände en jordbävning.
And all the, there was such an unusual earthquake, opened up all the doors of the prison, the chains fell off.
Det var sån ovanlig jordbävning att Gud öppnade dörrarna till fängelse och kedjorna föll av.
It was good news for everyone.
Det var glada nyheter för alla.
Except the jailer.
Fångvaktaren.
Jailer thought all the prisoners have escaped now.
Fångvaktaren tänkte att alla fångar har flytt nu.
Now I will be with death.
Kommer han att bli döda.
And so he was about ready to kill himself.
Han var redo att ta livet av sig själv med svärd.
And Paul cried out in the verse, don't harm yourself.
Paulus ropade, gör dig inte illa. Det är här.
The jailer invited them in, washed their wounds.
Gud hände dem och tvättade deras sår.
The next morning, the jailer let them go. The city officials let them go.
Nästa morgon från last så sätter fångvaktaren dem iväg och leder mig stans och släpper dem iväg.
And three of the missionaries continued on the road.
Tre av missionärerna fortsätter på vägen.
Paul, Silas, and Timothy.
Det var Paulus, Silas och Timoteus.
Lydia stayed here.
Lydia får stanna.
And Luke stayed here apparently in Philippi.
Luke stayed also here in Philippi.
And the three missionaries went down to the city of Thessalonica.
The three missionaries went to the city of Thessalonica.
And God did amazing things in the city. This is a heathen city.
That and him is talking.
Paul preached for three Sabbaths in the synagogue.
Paul stood up for three Sabbaths in the synagogue.
And the Bible tells us that people from all over that city came to listen. Jews from inside that city got jealous. And they started to cause problems for Paul, Silas, and Timothy. They wanted to seize the apostles, but they couldn't find them. They found a different man that was a leader in that church, Jason. Can you be a Jason for me? Can I have you be Jason? Thank you.
Men de kunde inte för det fanns en annan ledare i kyrkan med Jason.
But the Jews grabbed Jason and they made him stand before the court.
Men de tog Jason och tog han framför inför domstolen.
And he said, "This man Jason here is causing problems."
He said, "Den här mannen Jason är det orsakar problem."
He's invited guests to his home.
Han inbjuder gäster till sitt hem.
And these men have turned the whole world upside down. And so what happened is that Jason had to pay a lot of money and promised that they would not cause problems. So the believers understood that it was not safe for Paul especially to stay in Thessalonica. And now here's where the story gets a little bit complicated. Okay, so the three of them, Paul, Silas, and Timothy travel on together to Berea. Remember, that's the place where the believers welcome the apostles. And they check very carefully to see in the Old Testament to see if what these men are preaching is true. And they accepted God's word with great joy. But those enemies from Thessalonica heard about what was going on in Berea. They came down and they started causing troubles in Berea. And again, the apostles had to flee. They sent Paul to Athens. But Paul told Silas and Timothy to join him as soon as they could.
And Paul was berättade.
So Paul was by himself in Athens.
Paul was by himself.
Just remember what's happened. Preached in Galatia. He's frustrated over here in Troas. Comes to Philippi. Persecuted here. Comes to flee here. He's in Athens by himself. And he sees all the idol worship. And he wants to share Christ. And he's invited to the Areopagus. And all those wise philosophers listen.
Alla de visa filosofia lusna.
Until Paul talks about how Jesus was raised from the dead.
E Paolo berätta om Jesus. Ända tills Paolo berätta om Jesus blev uppväckt från de döda.
And at that point.
Från den ögonblicket.
Laughed.
Just skrattade.
Oh, wow.
How good.
And the more polite ones said, we'll listen to you again a different time.
Och de mera, de snällare personerna sa, vi kan lyssna på dem en annan gång mera.
Anyway, so Silas and Timothy both come to Athens.
So, Silas och Timoteus kommer bort till Aten.
And then we hear that Paul was worried about Thessalonica.
Sen hör vi att Paul var orolig för Thessalonica.
I was only here for 3 weeks.
Jag var bara 3 veckor.
Look at all the trouble I'm having.
I say, Bob, the children are out.
What's going on here?
Why I share it just on here.
So they decided to send.
They decided to say for send.
Timothy.
Timotheus.
By himself.
Shell.
To Thessalonica.
Thessalonica.
Find out how those believers are doing.
But they are poor and poor in the heart.
And then come back and tell me about it. And they apparently also decided to send Silas to whom? Philippi. And Paul by himself goes to Corinth. Corinth is right on the coast. It's a rich city.
Corinth starts for coast and the big star.
And it is godless.
It is
full of all kinds of wicked evil.
Then a full of all people of Uska.
Paul's been traveling this whole time.
Paul's a race to hear people.
And nothing's going right.
Nothing's going right.
Frustrations, persecution.
Persecution and all the failures.
I think he's probably tired by this time that he gets to Corinth by himself. He's running out of money. The Bible says in Corinth, Paul invented tent ministry. Paul made tents for a living. To eat. I think the night that he got to Corinth, he might have started making tents so that he could eat the next day. Something else. We don't know exactly when. But sometime when Paul was in Corinth, he gets bad news from Galatia. He was just there. He was preaching Christ. And false teachers appeared. And they said, it's good for you to believe in Jesus, but you also need to follow the Old Testament law to be saved. Paul heard about this in Corinth. What a catastrophe. Nothing's working out. Here I am all by myself in Corinth. I don't know if I'm going to get any more volunteers.
You have more.
You have 2 more volunteers?
I've read you, so.
Okay. We have Aquila.
Aquila.
And I need perhaps a wife.
I'm going to have her also.
Aquila and Priscilla. Pleasure of my life. They need tents too.
You don't have it.
And they're believers.
They got through one.
And Paul meets them.
And Paul said to them.
And the three of them.
Or the three.
Work together.
I bet they like.
At night.
When after.
The slow times.
That's it. Yeah.
And then Paul during the day.
Paul's in the dog.
Is preaching.
The deep guy.
In Corinth. And I told Paul.
About a good bet, Paul's.
Don't worry.
My door.
Stay here.
Somehow.
I have a lot of people in the city.
Yeah, among our men today, you're gonna start.
I'm gonna bless your work here.
Okay, come on, let's see the time with that.
And.
Oh.
Timothy, Silas.
Timothy, Silas.
From back here. Wait, Timothy didn't start the show here. Timothy comes back. And Timothy has, comes back, Paul's been worried about what's going on in Thessalonica.
Timothy has come to the box, Paul's been worried about what's going on in Thessalonica.
I was only there 3 weeks, did everything fall apart?
I'm about to let you back for a lot in the class.
Timothy comes back and says, I have good news.
No, Timothy has come to the box and I have good news.
I want to tell you about it.
I'm going to tell you about it.
Church there is thriving.
Church and I back.
Thank you for your patience. I know this is unusual.
Thank you for your storm. The beta that I do want.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
But I did this because it's very important for us to understand this context.
They would happen yet to make the strong summon.
As we read Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians.
Nevertheless, Paul's first
letter. Okay, I will release you from your obligations here.
Obligations.
You can test yourselves.
You can test yourselves.
What cities?
The Castella.
Zero.
The Otta.
Antioch.
Antioquia.
Lystra.
Lystra.
Troas.
Troas.
Thessalonica.
Thessalonica.
Berea.
Berea.
Athens.
Athens.
Corinth.
Corinth.
And to a bar. Yes, thank you. It's hard, it's complicated, it really is.
Yeah, hard, that's hard.
Okay, now. Imagine St. Paul here in
Corinth.
When I was a kid, when I was a child, I kind of imagined the disciples, St. Paul, as being saints, like the angels.
The first element of Apostle St. Paul's was in the Helix Mengler.
Those guys never sinned.
They was on a Sundal.
They never worried.
They had
worried. No troubles.
They had no problem.
I don't think that's true anymore. I no longer think that's true. As we read 1 Thessalonians, we see Paul's emotions. This is the question I want to ask you. How do you think the devil tempted Paul when he was by himself in Corinth?
Through that, the known that Paulus. I'm offering the shell of Corinth.